This is The Big Something. I'm Jake Brownell. Colorado Springs poet, novelist, and essayist Mia Alvarado has an eye and an ear for the particulars and peculiarities of place. In this essay, she takes us to Stoner's Laundry, one of the last laundromats in downtown Colorado Springs since the recent closure of Couture's.
Stoner's Coin-Op Laundry is on the corner of Wasatch Avenue and St. Vrain Street in downtown Colorado Springs. The white stucco building was built in 1904 and was, until 1958, the ideal grocery and market. City directories note that it was vacant the following year. In 1960, it appears as Roy C. and Mrs. Betty Mason's Econo-Wash self-serve, on a line next to entries that indicate that this woman is the widow of Charles William and that this man is a lineman for the telephone company. The 1975 directory has it under the surname Stoner. Some patrons swear it is a laundromat for stoners, and a banner of cannabis graffiti is still legible under layers of mismatched white paint. '75 was a prosperous year for the Stoner family. They had four Speed Queen laundries and a trophy room and taxidermy shop. Those are gone now, but their original laundromat is still in business, though the word original has almost faded from the hand-lettered sign. It is open every day from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. In the daytime, the building's southern face is a gallery for an ongoing installation called Shadows of Branches. In the evening, its western windows are a tableau by Hopper in a scene made for Christenberry. At night, Stoner's looks like a lantern. For 5 years, we lived three houses down from Stoner's and across the street from Lloyd, his sister Wanda, and her husband Dave. Dave drives a decrepit minivan around town, the back window of which declares, "If you're passing me, you're speeding." When we'd get to our street, my three-year-old daughter would say, "There's Stoner's Laundry," to indicate that she was home. There is nothing to do at Stoner's Laundry. There are no TVs, no radios, no magazines. There is one soda machine and a rack for thrifty nickels that is usually empty. I've seen few so-called smartphones in the place. You can sit in a plastic chair or you can sit in a metal chair. People talk and some hold court for hours. They fold clothes. They head outside to smoke. At some point, someone crawled under one of the three folding tables and drew intricate, skillful studies of a pine cone, a bird, and a tree by water. This woman drives over on Sunday nights in an Econo van with other people from her storefront downtown church. Her Bible has Jesus' words in red. Some people come because Stoner's has the hottest dryers in town. Others only like to come in the morning when it's quiet. Often there are one or two homeless men at Stoner's, especially when it's cold. The man in the orange hat brings a radio with him and stands before it, talking. The man in the red coat had a bad stepfather in Michigan. He's still trying to escape. I always ask people if I can take their photo. He said yes, but first he wanted to straighten his clothes. One recently homeless man wrote a book of poems called "I Lost My Pants." He travels with his two remaining possessions, a black plastic bag full of clothes and his notebook. Over the poems, he's written down the addresses of possible homes. Stoner's feels like a public place. In the hours between when the doors are unlocked and locked again, It is an experiment in small-scale anarchy and communal property that works. The owner isn't around, and neither are the cops. People sleep here. They kiss. They charge their phones and wash up. It is not unusual for the neighbors to bring food to strangers who say they have nothing to eat. Children seem to like it here. There are poles and baskets and things to climb on and floors to slide down and interesting spinning machines. The mothers and fathers aren't up to much, and sometimes someone brings Funyuns or a ball. This block was built up by black people with tuberculosis who moved to Colorado Springs for the sanatoriums and the balm of high, dry air. Now the air smells like clean laundry. Most of the year, the doors of Stoners are propped open, and the sky and the people stream in and out.
That was poet, essayist, and novelist Mia Alvarado. Her most recent book of poems, Hey Folly, is available from Dos Madres Press.